My name's Malcolm Bishop. I'm the junior coach of the Warrnambool Fire Brigade.
And we're here at training for the junior championships, which are on this weekend in Hamilton, I think. Just explain for us exactly what's happening here then.
At the moment, we're training on the wet track for the events. I think there's about 18 different disciplines they go through, the kids, in age groups of under 14 and under 17.
And just outline for us a bit more about each discipline then, or each facet of the competition.
Certain facets goes right from a one-person event right through to four people participate. The main things are joining hoses together in the correct order, correct sequence, and on the wet track, mainly drawing water through those hoses.
So at the moment, they're getting a lot of practice in screwing a hydrant into the ground, attaching the hose, filling it with water or attaching it to another hose and so on, and squirting it out the other end, of course. So what's this event about?
It's really about time. It's all done for time. It's a timed event, and the winner with the best time wins the event. And there's something like, 70-odd brigades going to compete in both under 14 and under 17, and it's all done against time.
Now, they go pretty fast, I've got to say. I mean, are they a good team, this team?
Yeah, they are. Most of them have been here for 3-4 years, yet some of them have in their first year. So it's a mixture, and it's just trying to get the balance right.
I mean, most of the time they seem to get it done in a matter of seconds. Is that, what constitutes a good time? Is there a record for this event?
Yes, there is. Some of the records do get broken, especially at the state competitions, where everybody from around Victoria comes and tries to beat everybody else. A good time in something like this would be around the 30-second mark, or 31 seconds. So it's pretty quick.
I presume it's also about them working together as a team, especially when there's four of them?
Yes, it's very team-orientated. It's, you know, if the team gels and does it properly, yeah, you get a good time. If they don't, you know, you rely on each other to do your work properly.
So how does that work? Presumably they all know what they have to do in each round, as it were. Are there certain people who only ever do one thing, or do you try to make sure everyone does everything?
You try to pick and choose who does the best thing, but I also try to get everybody to rotate through so they all know what part of the run they're doing. So if somebody gets injured or is ill, you can soon put somebody else into that position. But mainly, yeah, you try to keep them in one position.
Now, most of the kids then, I mean, you mentioned some of the ages there. What is the age range here?
Here is 11 to 17. 11 to 16. I think the oldest is just on 16 now.
And are they also then fully fledged members of the CFA, or is this like, I don't know, like being a cub before you become a scout sort of thing?
Yeah, it is. This is the junior part of it. Once they get over 16, then they join the senior ranks, and but they can still run for another year in the juniors until they're 17.
So is it the case that a lot of fully fledged CFA members would have come through this sort of a program?
A lot, yes, yeah. A lot of the older members, a lot of the newer members don't, but yeah, there's a lot do go through all this, yeah.
And, well, I mean, I guess you're using the same equipment, are you? Is that what it's about?
It's 75% the same equipment, yes. Yeah, it's what you find on a fire truck is what we're using here today.
So what do you reckon attracts the kids who are here to what they're doing?
Some of the kids are parents who are in the fire brigade, or parents who have ran. Right. And, yeah, they just come through and then they drag a mate in. And that's the best way to get them. You might get one kid in, but he might bring three or four of his mates, and you get a little group. And that's the best way to have them. You start teaching them, you teach them from a young age, and they'll go right through.
You mentioned this is like a wet event, so presumably there's like a dry event, is there?
Yeah, there's dry events as well. That's done over on the Marshall track, which is further across here at the Friendlies. It's over in front of the South Warrnambool Social Club. And, yeah, it's done just dry work. It's no water, and it's just, yeah, same principles, put it together and do it right. And time again.
Does fire, real fire, ever play a part in what happens here?
Not in the juniors, in the seniors, yes. That's different again. But yeah, we do use a pumper in two of the events for the seniors.
Now, the event on the weekend then, just give us an idea of how big this is and what's actually going to be happening.
There's something around 70 brigades, and in that there'd be, you know, you could have 20 people per brigade, all congregating in Hamilton on Saturday morning for competition up there and running. Yeah, 18 events over 2 days.
Now, you yourself, I think you're a CFA member, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah. Yeah, for something like 35 years.
Did you do a bit of this when you were younger as well?
Yeah, I didn't do the juniors. Never done the juniors, but yeah, the seniors, yes, I did.
And, I mean, you mentioned a bit about what the seniors get up to. What else happens in the seniors competition? Because there is one, of course, coming up, I think, in Warrnambool, isn't there, in March?
Yeah, long weekend in March. We've got 80 brigades coming here for the 3 days. And, once again, wet track, dry track, but they use a running reel. A cart which is in the shed over there, that's and a different size hose. But yeah, same principle. Run rounds in heats, but in different classes, A, B and C class.
And do you find when you're out on the actual fire ground, does a bit of this sort of come into play as well then?
Yeah, it does, yeah. It's same again, you're coupling hose, and it's all to do with hose and couplings and, yeah, the workings of that.
I guess you can never practice these sort of things enough, really, can you? Because once you get out there, you don't want to be sort of stuffing around, I guess, when you're facing a real fire.
That's right, yeah. You just don't want to, you know, you want to do it properly first time, and, yeah, you don't have to muck around then.
And leading up to the big one in Waterball then, do you take part in that yourself?
Yeah, I'll be a judge at that. I'm a judge, actually, on the track, and, yeah, I do take part in it.